continue reporting for the University of Havana when it takes place this wonderful event, when people from different parts of the world debate what's going on with the relations between Cuba and the United States. And I have the pleasure to talk with Gary Prevost from the College of St. Benedict, St. Johnson University. Gary, in this moment, why is it so important to discuss the relations between Cuba and U.S.?
Well, it is important always to discuss the U.S. and Cuba, but this conference actually is a little bit broader. We are talking also about the United States, Cuba, and Latin America. And yes, we are at a very important and difficult moment, mainly from my perspective, not so much because of events here in Cuba, but the events in the recent months in Venezuela have created a crisis that requires real conversation. The newly aggressive policy of this administration toward Venezuela in January has created a real crisis in the hemisphere for which a solution is needed. So I think that's maybe some of the most important things we're talking about here is how to find a way out of the crisis that has been created by the Trump administration with its policies toward Venezuela. And then once the coup attempt in Venezuela failed, then the blaming of Cuba for that failure and the new measures that have been taken against Cuba by the Trump administration in recent weeks.
In your opinion, why the Trump administration been increasing the blockade against Cuba?
It's very simply the arrival to the position of National Security Advisor in November of 2017 of John Bolton. John Bolton, of course, is someone well known to Cuba, well known to us, because this is the man that, most importantly, during his time as advisor to President George Bush, was one of the key people responsible for the tragedy of the war in Iraq, the belief that the United States could control the Middle East by going to war in Iraq and removing Saddam Hussein. But he's also the man that Cubans, of course, remember for charging Cuba with creating biological weapons and justifying harsh measures against Cuba during the era of the Bush administration. So it's not at all surprising then when this man returns to the White House in 2017, he's going to attempt to move the United States toward policies similar to ones he has always believed in, which is a hard position toward Cuba and a belief that changing the government here, as in changing the government in Venezuela, is a real possibility. The problem with these perspectives is that they are not based in reality. They are actually not based in reality, and so they create great instability and challenges for everyone involved.
With all your experience, do you believe that Donald Trump will be reelected?
Well, I'm not an expert on U.S. politics. I'm an expert on U.S. foreign policy and the like, and so I must depend there on my fellow political scientists who study United States politics and who study the election. The election of Donald Trump is a very real possibility because at this moment the economy of the United States is generally in a good position. Unemployment is low. Salaries have risen slightly in recent months. And in general, political scientists understand that when the economy of a country is good, and there's an election, the incumbent, the person in power, usually retains power. That's the reasons why the election of Trump is possible. But on the other hand, there is considerable opposition to Trump in many quarters in the United States, and in general, his approval rating during his presidency has never risen above 43%. It's currently about 42%. And so that means that there's a very definite possibility for an opposition candidate from the Democratic Party to take advantage of that relatively low approval rating of President Trump. And so I think it's too soon to know. Elections often in the United States only are decided in the very final weeks of the election.
Foreign policy for a Trump administration will change?
During the time of Trump, no. I anticipate that however long the Trump administration remains in power, whether that's just for 18 more months or whether that's for 5.5 years, I would not expect change. I would expect that the hardline positions of Secretary of Advisor Bolton and the others would prevail. I think you are seeing right now what is the policy toward Latin America and toward Cuba of the Trump administration. The interesting question is much more if there is a change of administration in Washington, if there is a Democrat in the White House. And I would expect there would be a change because almost to a single one, the 24 candidates of the Democratic Party have generally declared a agreement with the policies that Obama pursued, both in Latin America as a whole and more specifically in Cuba.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have this great interview with Gary Privas. He is from the College of the San Benedict, St. Jensen University, who explained to us what's going to happen with the foreign policy of U.S. to Latin America and the Caribbean. Reporting to you, Roberto Bastidas.